Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The second baseman, Jose Baez. Batting third. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leroy Stanton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting seventh. The DH, Juan Bernhardt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Glenn Abbott. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun strikes out. One out. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Juan Bernhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhardt hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Abbott covering, for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abbott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baez hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Two outs. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein takes first base on ball 4. Juan Bernhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernhard hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stein moves to second. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stein moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stanton. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abbott fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Abbott. Otis moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Meyer. Porter moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-0, Royals. Byron McLaughlin now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Cox and he is out, Baez applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Bernhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernhard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Brett moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Steve Burke now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Patek moves to second. It's 8-3, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Braun reaches second base with a double. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. 2 outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Meyer hits a line drive into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. White strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Cox and he is safe. Patek steals second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Cox and he is safe. Patek steals third. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-4 in the game. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowan's now playing right field. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Bernhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernhard hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.